640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. A House vote on the debt ceiling bill is tonight. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It is important for House Republicans to do their part in supporting a resolution that they themselves negotiated.
President Biden also spoke about the legislation.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president is sounding confident.
I think things are going as planned, God willing.
Mr. Biden says he expects the House will pass the debt bill by the time he lands in Colorado tonight. He's speaking tomorrow at the Air Force Academy's commencement ceremony. On Capitol Hill, Kevin McCarthy says he believes most House Republicans will back the bipartisan debt bill, and he says he isn't bothered by whispers that some conservatives would like to oust him as Speaker.
The federal government wants automatic emergency braking systems in all new vehicles. WWJ auto reporter Jeff Gilbert.
The proposed rules would require automatic emergency braking systems to prevent crashes at up to 50 miles per hour and pedestrian collisions at up to 37 miles per hour.
We could change a high-speed crash from a deadly one to a lower speed crash with minor injuries or just property damage.
Ann Carlson of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration saying this could save 360 lives a year.
CBS News has learned former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will enter the race for the GOP presidential nomination next week. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
He believes, his team believes, that there is space for him and that at least somebody has to enter the race to make the argument that Donald Trump is too dangerous for the GOP to nominate yet again.
North Korea's attempted launch of a spy satellite failed. It prompted an alert in Okinawa, Japan. North Korea says it will try again. The BBC's Gene McKenzie in Seoul.
The rocket exploded in midair and it crashed down into the sea. Big disappointment for the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, who has been working to develop North Korea's first ever spy satellite.
Massive wildfires are burning in Canada and they're affecting the U.S. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Helicopters are trying to douse the flames in Nova Scotia, where wildfires have forced at least 16,000 people to evacuate. And it's prompted air quality alerts along the U.S. East Coast, including for Delaware, Philadelphia, and most of Massachusetts.
The former manager of a limo company, Namin Hussein, was sentenced to at least 5 years in prison for intentionally failing to maintain the brakes in a vehicle. The limo sped out of control in rural New York State in 2018, killing 20 people. Just an hour before the closing bell, the markets are down, the Dow down 130. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Investigators in southwest Wisconsin say a death at a campground last week is suspicious. Richland County deputies were called to Bunker Hill Campground in Cazenovia Thursday morning. Talks resumed this week between Milwaukee leaders and state lawmakers working on the state budget. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the Milwaukee Rotary Club the first new increase in money in 30 years will make Milwaukee a better, safer city.
With more police, answers for calls for service, they'll be quicker. Firefighters and paramedic response times, they will be able to improve. Our libraries will continue to bring new programs, locations, and services to residents all across our city.
Lawmakers are working on a new formula for sharing state money with local communities. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night 7-2. Julio Teheran starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start out with some good news, free baseball tickets. We have some excellent baseball tickets for the game against the Baltimore Orioles. The game coming up on Tuesday, 6:40 p.m. first pitch. Anybody who wants them, call 844-967-2789. The first people that call will get them. It'll be a great game, and it's also among the best seats in the house, quite literally the best seats in the house. By the way, I'll say it again, if you want to listen to the Brewers live, and there's nothing like a baseball game, just sitting there in the backyard listening to it, I'll tell you what, you can hear it on our Oshkosh station, Oshkosh Air Support on Civic Media, 93.3 FM, 1100 AM. Or the Richland Center station. The news from the center, Richland Center, 107 FM, 1450 AM. So if you want the tickets, give it a call. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to get right to it. Where are we on debt relief? Where are we on debt relief? Where are we on extending the debt limit? Well, let's get up to speed on that and then talk about some of the strategy. It passed the Rules Committee yesterday, 7-6. Then they sent it to the floor. It's going to be voted on today in the House at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7:30 p.m. our time. If you're not doing anything at 7:30 p.m., turn on probably MSNBC or any one of these stations, and they'll show you the vote. Now, why was it only 7-6? The reason it was only 7-6 is there are only four Democrats on the Rules Committee. There are nine Republicans. I personally think, you know, the Republicans have a very narrow majority. They only have 222 seats. One of them, the fellow from Utah, is resigning, although he's still in there right now, 222 seats. So why, and we have 213, why should they have nine seats and we have four? But that's the way it is. These gerrymandered Republicans sneak in and that's what they do. But in any event, all four Democrats voted against it, put the onus on the Republicans. Joe Biden's position, my position, everybody's position in the Democratic Party is there shouldn't be any linkage. There shouldn't be any linkage. The debt limit has to be extended because Congress already passed this legislation on a bipartisan basis, already passed it, and Biden signed it. So the second vote is what? Are we going to honor the bonds that we issued to fund what we've already passed. So four Democrats voted against it, all four. Seven of the nine Republicans voted for it. Two of them didn't, two right-wing nuts. So there were six votes opposed, seven in favor. By one vote, it got through, going out on the floor. Between you, me, and the fence post, the one right-wing nut who voted for it, there are three right-wing nuts on the Rules Committee, one voted for it, is Massey from Kentucky, who's a very strange ranger, very strange ranger. In any event, he has some twisted theory about why he voted for it. So none of the Dems had to jump in. If, frankly, he had stuck a knife in it, one of the Dems would have come on and it would have gone to the floor. The Rules Committee under the Republican leadership is required to send it to the floor. In the old days, the Speaker sent it to the floor. McCarthy says he's for it, but that's not good enough. They put handcuffs on him. And so it's going to the floor tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Now, what's the vote going to be like? Moscow Mitch in the Senate says he thinks it's going to pass. Joe Biden says he thinks it's going to pass. Kevin McCarthy says he has the votes. The rough count is that about 150 Republicans out of the 222 will vote for it. 72 or more won't. 34 of them have already come out and said they won't vote for it. That means to get to 218, they need 218 votes because there's 435 members of the House of Representatives, and 218 is one vote into a majority. So if the Republicans come up with 150 votes, that means the Democrats have to come with 68 votes to get to 218. 218. You can't tell for sure who's going to vote or not. One thing you can tell for sure is that Kevin McCarthy thinks that he's going to have half of his caucus, that he'll have half of his caucus vote for it. And why is that? Because the Republicans have an internal rule that if a majority of the caucus does not support a vote, the Speaker can't just submit it and try to goose it up with Democratic votes. It has to be at least half. Well, half of 222 is 111. So he's going to need 112 votes. I think he has them. I think he has them. They think he'll get 150 of them. We also have plenty of Democratic votes. There's a, you know, there's so many caucuses. You know, I'd get rid of these caucuses. Why is there's a 100-member New Democrat coalition? There's a 46-member, quote, bipartisan problem solvers caucus. There's a progressive caucus. There should be one caucus, the Democratic caucus, and a Republican caucus. Those are the caucuses. But there's a 100-member New Democratic caucus, a New Democrat coalition, 46-member bipartisan problem solvers caucus. What do you mean problem solvers? You get elected to Congress, you better be out there to solve some problems. But in any event, those 146 combined are expected to vote for it. So there'll be enough votes to get by. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Some of the right-wing nuts who oppose it, one of them came up with, this is just precious. Absolutely. This guy, Ralph Norman from South Carolina, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's opposed to it. He'd like to see the economy tank to hurt Joe Biden. He objected on the grounds that McCarthy had promised when they blackmailed him to make him speaker, saying that, you know, one congressman could call the question on whether he should be recalled, all that kind of stuff. But one of the things he promised was he would give everybody 3 days to read any bill. 3 days, any bill having to do with finance. Well, the 3 days ends at 8:30 tonight Eastern time. The bill's 99 pages. Ralph Norman, not the sharpest knife in the drawer, said, I can't, quote, I can't possibly read 99 pages in 3 days. Oh, really? You can't read 99 pages in 3 days, you idiot. You contemptible idiot. These are the machinations that are going on. Basically, what's happening is the progressives and people on the left in the Democratic Party are objecting to any accommodation Biden made. even though it's a pretty good bill from the Democratic perspective. And the Republicans on the right wing are objecting because they want to bankrupt the country to, quote, hurt Joe Biden, end quote, in the hell with the United States. And that's what's going on. We're going to go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Say, if you recall, or help me out with this, Matt, many, many years ago when Ron Reagan was president, we had a saying, we don't negotiate with terrorists, I believe. Well, right. Seems to me, in right. the Republican Party, the people that participated in a domestic terrorist attack and supported it would be called terrorists.
Right.
In fact, many of them, if you look into it, they have criminal records. And I think one of these, listen to the debates in Congress, listen to the debates in the House, listen to all the debates. America, the younger Americans just have had it with these people. You have no credibility. You have no honesty. You have no diplomacy. And your leadership skills aren't even on the horizon. And yet your house is burning and you're worried about weeds in the Republicans' grass. Your house is burning to the ground, and you keep pointing to the weeds. America's not that stupid anymore, Jim Jordan. America's not that stupid, Matt Gaetz. America's not stupid, that Kennedy, that clown from out east. My gosh, we're just not that dumb anymore. You might still believe that dumb. So what we need to do is use some things out of their playbook. Well, we're not going to address this anymore. We're going to deem you... what's the word, censored. I mean, there's a lot of things we could threaten them with. They love to threaten the Democrats, and Democrats roll over and play dead. You've said a bunch of times about little cat's feet. It's now elephant feet that's walking right into the halls of Congress and Senate and trampling on the Constitution. And some of these younger members have the chutzpah to stand up to these clowns and say, we're done. We're not listening to your kangaroo courts. And Jim Jordan, you got a subpoena hanging over your head. You don't even want to face what you did at Ohio State. Come on. And I can name many of them, some of the criminal charges they have. There's an office, and help me out with this, Matt. I would call it a statistics for the government. How much has the Republicans spent on these fake investigations that cost millions, maybe billions, and we put up with it? Do we really have to listen to all this song and dance? They ran up a heck of a charge card. Now they don't want to pay the charge card bill. That doesn't even make sense. I mean, men, work with me. You got to have some intelligence. This isn't a rocker right. room. This is, you know, you're adults. Pull up your big boy pants and let's get to work. They want to play games. I don't know how I could face them as a representative and not just say, I'm going to ignore you because you have no credibility. What's your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, you always do, but you really nailed it this time. Just remember what's going on here, folks. I think we're the only country in the world other than Kenya who has two votes. First of all, you vote and you issue bonds to appropriate money. And secondly, you have another vote. Should I make good on the bonds? When was the last time you bought a bond or anything? And it's up to the guy that issued it to you and took your money whether he's going to pay you back. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's a default, and they're doing it. These clowns, they tied this thing up for a long time to hurt Joe Biden. They thought they were hurting the United States. We're going to get into that a lot more after the break. I see you guys on the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 62. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flinder X. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Andy?
Well, Matt, I can't believe it. We're finally maybe going to be able to get the thing passed to not default on our loan and so forth. Yesterday, I heard one Freedom Caucus guy after another say, well, you know, we can't. We still, you know, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. And then, well, are you going to vote for it? And, you know, they wouldn't really come out and say, but how in the hell in the last 10 or 20 years, 15 years, did we get these teabag guys who don't have any common sense or anything, you know, and they just, you know, they're just out to wreck the boat, you know? And, you know, they want to be obstinate to whatever is proposed, and they don't really care.
Right.
And I don't know if all their constituents feel that way or not, but it's really, it's absolutely amazing to see
right.
that kind of a situation.
Well, you know, those are good points. Let me tell you something, Andy. This goes back to Newt Gingrich in the 90s. You may remember he shut the government down one time when he was speaker. Because Clinton, when he flew to the Middle East on a trip, he brought the speaker along on Air Force One, and he didn't give him a seat up near Clinton. He gave him a seat in the back of the plane. He got miffed at that, and he shut it down. They did it back in 2011 when Obama was in. We never do it to the Republicans when we're in power. It goes back to the First World War and the war bonds that were being issued. And Congress wanted some role in determining how much debt we go into for the First World War. But since then, you know, through Roosevelt, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Nixon, the whole schmear, you know, if you vote for an expenditure and the president signs it and fair and square, you don't go then, well, I may not pay the bonds I issued. Are you kidding me? And suddenly Newt Gingrich revived that tactic. And then they revived it again when Obama was president. We don't do it. We didn't do it to Trump. It was raised three times, even though there was stuff we didn't agree with, like the tax cut for the wealthy. And yet we didn't do it. We didn't go, well, we're not going to increase the debt limit unless you give us Medicare for all. We didn't do it. These clowns do it. These clowns do it. And they do it tactically because they think it will, quote, hurt, end quote, Joe Biden, and then they can become president. Then they can raise the debt limit whenever they want for other stuff. That's what's going on. Thanks a lot for calling, Andy. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Kurt. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, I want to speak a little bit to the Democratic messaging, if I may. Again, the Republicans are very well choreographed. They clearly have individuals that figure out what sound bites to use and have all of their groups effectively repeat the same sound bite because the public has got a very, very short memory. So what am I getting to? Well, you know, we have people that do well like Warren and Raskin, but in a dynamic moment when they're got the camera on, someone should have been, it is so easy to take the soundbite of McCarthy stating the credit card and say, that's right. He ran up the credit card with his children and now he's stamping his feet and he doesn't want to pay his credit card bill. So we have to step in because he's tied to the U.S. government and we have to make sure he pays off his debts. That is the messaging that gets through. You throw it back in their face. The Democrats never learn this, and it makes me so angry. That's all.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly right. And you have raised the issue. I've raised the issue about messaging because you can, we're great at messaging and we're not great at, we're great at governing and we're not great at messaging. And repetition is important too. You can't just say something once and expect people to remember it. Thanks a lot for calling, Kurt. Go back to the line. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. You're next. Do not hang up anybody else. I'll get to you. Stephanie.
All righty. Okay, first of all, from yesterday, I wanted talking about trying to tie lifting the debt limit to basically making people, the most vulnerable of us, pay with their blood, sweat, and tears for their benefits. It's galling. It really, really is. These people will be exploited. Need I say more? Just exploited in every way possible. It just makes me so angry. But one thing I wanted to mention is I've noticed that Kevin McCarthy's name, when I hear the different news stories, comes up a lot. He's out there a lot. And, you know, I'm wondering if I'm thinking that let them, you know, have the Republicans have the press, but I'm wondering if Joe Biden has something in his back pocket. I know certain people in my life and I have talked about, could Biden invoke the 14th Amendment? And with that, I am going to hang up and listen, okay?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I'm going to respond to that. That's an important point. There's one other caller I want to get before the break. So bear with me, Stephanie. I'm going to go to that caller and then I'm going to respond to you after the break. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day. Wisco Paul.
I've said this before, Matt. The whole debt limit thing here is stupid. It's already stuff that's been voted on and approved. We just cut stuff that was already approved. They need to get rid of this debt limit. Once you approve stuff and it goes through the Congress and it's okayed, and you pay that bill. Moving forward, if you want to do something, that's fine. So this whole thing is just it makes no sense is what I'm saying. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's an excellent comment. You're absolutely right. I mean, we've already voted for this. It's legal. When you issue a bond, you have a legal obligation to pay it. If we default on it, they could sue us, but you know, the average bondholder isn't going to buy, you know, doesn't have the money to hire a lawyer, but big corporations do, and they're going to win. And then a court will say, and who runs a government like that? All right, I'm going to respond further to you and to Stephanie after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is The Shaw.
CBS News Brief. There's little room for failure as the House prepares to vote on a debt ceiling bill. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports.
There's a lot of pressure for lawmakers, no matter whether they like the deal, they don't like the deal, they don't think their team got enough to find a way to compromise and move forward.
CBS News has learned former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie and former Vice President Mike Pence will run for president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe on Christie's run.
Some may see this coming as a sort of kamikaze mission, if you will, getting into the race to try to just bludgeon the former president and get him to not win the nomination. Others will say, no, he's genuinely after this. We'll see what exactly transpires.
North Korea tried and failed to launch a spy satellite. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The U.S. National Security Council quickly condemned the launch for raising tensions and once again urged North Korea to return to the negotiating table.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. A group of Republican lawmakers introducing a bill to change Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. It increases the penalty for performing an abortion and specifies which medical procedures would be allowed to save a pregnant woman's life. Attorney General Josh Call and a group of doctors are suing to overturn the 1849 ban. They say a 1985 law allowing abortions up to the point of viability takes precedence. The case is expected to come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Summer in Wisconsin means pavement buckling season. The Department of Transportation warning drivers about high heat over the next few days, which makes conditions perfect for pavement to expand and buckle. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night by a score of 7-2. I'm Jay Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC at Bat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCAtBat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matchroom Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to what Stephanie's comment before. Does Joe Biden have something up his sleeve? And boy, does he ever. And let me get into it right now. Remember something. Joe didn't fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. Okay, Joe was in the Senate in 1972. And we are very lucky to have his wisdom and his experience, not just in foreign affairs, but in negotiating very, very tough matters with the Republicans, with a bipartisan Congress where, you know, yeah, we have 51, supposedly 51 senators. One of them's Kyrsten Sinema, who left the Democratic Party, and the other one is Joe Manchin. So, and yet, and then with Republican hostility, consider what Joe did. And remember one thing, and I'm going to read this right now. You remember that Josh Hawley, the Republican right-wing nut, senator from Missouri, when he was talking about this issue, said, quote, if I were president, I would invoke the 14th Amendment, but it's not in my interest to tell him that, end quote. It's not in Hawley's interest to solve the debt limit issue, apparently, because he doesn't give a damn about the United States. Matt Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz, the guy from Florida. Remember what he said last week. We won't negotiate with our hostage. We won't negotiate with our hostage. Hold on for a second. Why is a member of Congress taking a hostage? What is the hostage? America and the debt limit. Won't negotiate with our hostage. Well, Ronna McDaniel, she's the chairwoman of the Republican Party. She's the niece of Mitt Romney, by the way. On Wednesday, an interview with Fox Television about the debt ceiling said this, quote, what's going on, quote, bodes very well for Republicans. It makes Biden look like a president who is failing the American people. So I think that it bodes very well for the Republican field. What kind of statement is that? You will try to use the debt limit to injure the Democratic president so you can win. And in the meantime, trash our credit. Is that what you're saying? Hawley, it's not in your interest to do the right thing here. Gaetz, it's not in your interest to negotiate with your hostage. Well, here's what Joe Biden did, Stephanie, and everybody else. And I got to tell you something. He not only solved the debt limit, but he also negotiated a two-year budget, which this coming fall, they were going to try to hold us hostage again. And he did it in a way, quite frankly, that is, frankly, it'd be like normal budget negotiations, and he took them to the cleaners. Consider the following. First of all, I'll give you some inside baseball. In the White House, they were talking about invoking the 14th Amendment if McCarthy was intransigent or if the right-wing nuts got to him and he didn't have the votes. They did talk about it. And Biden had come to the conclusion that he would. But you don't show your cards. So here's what he did. First of all, he is becoming a president of historic proportions. You know, the next time you're with some friends at cookout or something, they go, oh, well, the economy is so bad and Biden's so bad. Get real. He's not flashy, and he's not a guy like a Trump that goes around trying to impress everybody how smart he is, or even like Bill Clinton, who I thought was one of the great presidents of the 20th century. I had the privilege of meeting him a number of times, and Hillary, feel very strongly about him. Joe Biden just gets the job done. He is not flashy. He flies under the radar. He has more experience and more wisdom from that experience than any president in our history. 50 years, goes back to 1972, 50 years. You think about this the next time you're at a cookout or something and somebody's giving you a hard time, okay? As a result of what he's done in hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure, there have been 32,500 projects in more than 4,500 communities in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. and the U.S. territories. Bridges, highways, water systems, airports. People are working like crazy. The climate change initiatives he took in the Inflation Adjustment Act, the Inflation Reduction, I should say, Act, and the CHIPS and Science Act to make sure we have chip production in this country and not in China. That's resulted in $220 billion in private investment. $220 billion in private investment. And the clowns in the Republican Party wanted to eliminate. They wanted $3.7 trillion in cuts. They wanted to rescind the CHIPS and Science Act and anything having to do with the Inflation Reduction Act. Hey, guys, what about the $220 billion that people have already privately put in? Are you going to stiff them too, like you would have stiffed the bondholders that relied on our credit? The CHIPS and Science Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, guess what? This $220 billion in private investment, listen to the states it ended up in. And many of them are red states. Tennessee, Nevada, North Carolina, and Oklahoma got more than $4 billion each in private investment because of what Joe Biden did. Ohio got more than $6 billion. Arizona, more than $7 billion. South Carolina, more than $9 billion. And Georgia, more than $13 billion. And the clown congressman in Georgia and South Carolina, these clowns, this guy Norman in South Carolina, are you going to repay the $9 billion in private investment you got if you succeeded in rescinding the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS and Science Act, you moron, you idiot? Are you? Are you going to do that? Let me tell you something else. Because of what Biden did in all of these acts, and he got them through a Republican Senate that had the gerrymander ability, it required 60 votes, and he had two Quislings on his side. Manchin, look up Quisling. Look it up on Google. You'll enjoy it. Two Quislings, Manchin and Sinema. Quisling was a guy in Norway who betrayed his country to side with Hitler, by the way. All right. How did he resolve this widening income gap? This is what Biden did with all this stuff between wage earners and upper income professionals the last 40 years. As a result of Biden's acts, people making an average of $12.50 an hour, $12.50, grew by 6% in 20 to 22 when he was president, after inflation. After inflation. Remember the timeline on this. The next time some clown accosts you at a cookout and goes, well, the economy's bad and Biden wouldn't negotiate and all this. Here are the facts, the historical facts. On January 13, Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, warned McCarthy that they were about to hit the debt limit and that she could juggle the books a little bit legally, but at some point you run out of new revenues coming in and they've got to honor the bonds that we already extended because of McCarthy's votes and the people in his caucus. On March 9, Biden produced a detailed budget, which he was supposed to do by law. That was the time period, March 9. He sent it to McCarthy and he goes, all right, the usual process. You now give me your budget and I will sit down with you personally and we'll hash it out, which is ultimately what they did do after all these machinations. McCarthy couldn't get the right-wing nuts and sociopaths in his party to agree on any budget. They couldn't agree on anything. So on April 26, here's their response. They passed a bill that just said, cut $4.8 trillion out of the present expenditures. We're not going to tell you how. We're not going to tell you where. And then we'll extend the budget limit by a year so it blows up again right in the middle of the presidential campaign. Now, to Stephanie's point, what did Joe do? Joe is a wily, wily guy in a good way. Joe didn't go, okay, I'm going to do the 14th Amendment, the hell with you, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. He kept saying, I'm not going to negotiate. And to Bill of Aconwalk's point, I'm not going to negotiate with terrorists. But he finally negotiated a deal. And what does that deal do? It protects Social Security and Medicare, which they wanted him to cut with his $4.8 trillion in cuts. Taxes remained the same. He also kept defense and veterans with the increase that he wanted because they're being threatened by the Chi-Coms and the Ruskies. Other domestic spending stayed the same, and it'll be increased by 1% next year. The two things that happened that he had to give up that I don't like, but you give up something and he would have done this in budget negotiations anyway, but he nailed them now instead of letting them pull the plug next fall. They reduced the IRS money to catch their donors. In other words, tax cheats and thieves, their donors. They had to reduce that. He had at $80 billion. Be reduced by $10 billion over 2 years. Some tax cheats, some of their donors will sneak through. I don't like it either. But to save Medicare, save Social Security, save spending on defense and veterans and other domestic programs was essential. The other thing he did, and I don't think this is a bad thing, he tweaked the energy permit process. What I mean by that, now there'll be a dedicated agency that looks at those permits, and what they'll end up doing is they'll get them an answer in 2 years. That to me isn't unreasonable. The one thing I really don't like is somehow McCarthy and Gallagher and these people think this is fun. Extend the work requirement for food stamps from 49 to 54, but you exempt veterans and you exempt people who are homeless. Well, who do you think is not a veteran and is not homeless, but is like 54, 53 years old? Disproportionately women, and they're not going to be able to get food. If they're poor, they live in a rooming house as long as they're not on the street, and they're moaning in their beds, they're hungry. Does that please McCarthy? Does that please Gallagher? If they got food stamps, a farmer got paid for those food stamps, they could eat, keep their dignity, and then the farmer pays taxes on that. And then with the after-tax income, he buys feed, clothes for his family, and he goes to a grocery store, and they pay taxes. So this was all about tweaking energy permits, letting some of their crooked donors sneak through with tax fraud, and making sure that women, by and large, in their early 50s, go hungry. That is what they accomplished, those idiots. Gene Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Gene?
You know, you really have a great show, Matt, and great facts, and I just love your callers, and they need to have their voices heard all the time, share their information, because they do an outstanding job. We really need to face the facts that the current Republican Party is primarily incompetent, unstable, and live in la-la land. And everybody needs, if they get a chance to watch these people state in their case, you will see how deviant and psychotic and not in the real world these people are. And these people are the ones that are running our government. So we need to keep having our voices heard, educate all the people you can, encourage them to watch them when they're trying to state their case when they don't even have any, and blaming the Dems for everything that Trump did. So I really appreciate all your callers and you, Matt. So keep up the great work. This is so important because education is primary, and having everybody's voices heard and the things that they're learning is really, really important. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Gene, as always, for calling. And we're going to be going to a break right now. I have no choice. I see other callers. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Pardon me, the break. But I just got to say this. The Republicans got snookered. Nothing. They got nothing out of this except to make some older women hungry. That's all they got out of this thing. And we got a two-year budget out of it. So Joe Biden did a great job. And there are other ways of taking care of those women. And I'll explain. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 62, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Don't hang up, but I will tell you something. I promise to tell you how Biden figured a workaround so these single women in their 50s are going to get fed anyway. And God bless him, I'll tell you what, because single women in their 50s being told to go out and find a job, who's hiring them? They lay them off. But the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, and this is one reason why a lot of the right wing are going to try to kill this thing tomorrow or tonight, but they're not going to be successful, said that as a result of that bill and the other rules of the SNAP program, which is food stamps, 2.8 billion more will be spent on food stamps and more people will go on it. And Joe Biden is finding a workaround so that people are fed. But the contemptible nature of insisting on a work requirement for women, single women in their early 50s, just because they're not homeless, is beyond cruel. It's beyond cruel. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, this isn't what I called about exactly, but I did want to mention that since I've turned 50, I've had such a different, incredibly, exponentially more difficult experience in the job market than I did prior to 50. So you're just absolutely right that, you know, it's just so hard. You know, I'm employed now, but it's really hard after 50. But I wanted to call about the messaging that you talked about. You know, I listened to Anant Shankar Osorio, who researches and talks about messaging. And I wonder what your thoughts are on this. I think that you got to be clear and explain what you're talking about. But she's saying, you know, we got to tell the truth and that it's not about the debt ceiling. It's about default. That's what they're talking about is default, yes or no. They're not talking about work requirements. What it is stealing benefits from people who are who deserve them, who need them, who qualify for them by erecting barriers. And it's not about restrictions to abortion. It's stealing our freedoms. It's taking away freedoms. That's the language that we should be using and that people will hear and understand, according to Shankar Osorio.
Yeah, I think that's excellent. And I'm going to add something to that. And the old adage that Democrats are great at governing, bad at messaging, and the Republicans bad at governing, great at messaging, has a lot of truth to it. But the other thing about messaging that I've found over the years is it's got to be kind of simple and it's got to be repeated endlessly. If you put an ad on TV just one time, it has no effect at all. Nobody remembers it. You have to have it endlessly all the time so that it drills into their skulls. So to your point that it's about freedom, not, you know, some other kind of restriction, that it is, for instance, about, you know, somebody going hungry in their 50s, because you can say all you want about age discrimination and you can't discriminate against people who are over 40. But you know, they do. There's a lot of ways to do it. They go, no, well, there's a lot of people here. Repeat it. Real simple. You can't have single women in their 50s going hungry just to make somebody in the Republican Party feel good. The abortion question is, it's the freedom for you to exercise your rights over your own body. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Always repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. We don't understand that. And it's not just that. When it comes to the debt limit, it's as you say, it's not talking about spending. This spending has already been voted on, and bill and bonds have been printed up, or they've been electronically prepared and bought by folks. They bought by folks. Folks put their savings into them. And what they're saying is, now we want a second vote on whether or not we got the credit card bill. We had the meal in the nice restaurant. We bought the coat we wanted. Now, should we pay for it? Well, you can get sued if you don't pay for it. But what, you want the federal government being sued by all the bondholders because we wouldn't pay? Are you kidding me? Excellent call. Thank you. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting how some of these Republicans, they throw the words liberty around and they talk about, you know, the free spending Democrats and all this, and maybe they voted against the budget the last time around, but they're perfectly willing to go back to their districts and take credit for the infrastructure that was going into this, both hard and soft infrastructure. It's interesting how they use the term liberty, and they're the ones who have their groups are calling themselves liberty this and liberty that. And those are the groups that want to ban books. I mean, ban freedom of speech. You know, to ban the freedom from religion that's in the First Amendment, not just, you know, the freedom of religion, because that's what it means. You're free to, you know, the government is not supposed to be dictating to us our religion. And that's what Madison and Jefferson, though they came at from different angles, they're both concerned about different ways, who's going to get corrupted by whom, but they didn't want government involved in religion, but they frequently involve, you know, the Lord Almighty is on their side. Well, God's on everybody's side. If he indeed he does exist, he's on everybody's side, not just on the Republican side. It is just a pretty, you know, and like you said, we have to start calling them out on it. We have to start calling them out.
Right.
They're enemies to liberty. They're enemies to liberty.
I think that's the message. It has to be short and sweet. Short and sweet. You know, you remember James Carville, who was he's a genius, I think, with Bill Clinton. He said it was the KISS theory. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. In other words, he'd say it's the economy, stupid, you know, that kind of stuff. But keep it simple and leave out the word stupid as a pejorative. But keep it simple. Keep it simple. In other words, it's not about this. It's about liberty. You know, most people may not choose to exercise their liberty in a certain way. That's their choice. But keep it simple and repeat it. Repeat it relentlessly, and they repeat it through many different actors. You know, McCarthy will say it, and somebody else will say it. They all say it, the same thing. We don't. I mean, everybody in the Democratic Party will get up and talk about macroeconomics or something, and the average person's eyes glaze over. They truly glaze over. So when it comes to messaging, we know how to govern, and boy, does Joe Biden know how. Joe Biden is becoming an historic president. He really is. So the next time you get any guff from anybody about, oh, the economy's bad, are you kidding me? Unemployment is lower than it's been since the Vietnam War. And people making $12.50 an hour and on average got a 6% raise over the 2 years after inflation. And inflation is coming down faster than anywhere else in the world. Joe Biden is not flashy and boastful. Joe Biden is the best possible president we could have. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Well-
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.